And you can bet you'll see the story of the Sony hacking play out in a new episode of the TV show The Newsroom. That show's writer, Aaron Sorkin, wrote a scathing op-ed in today's New York Times, taking real newsrooms to task for repeating private emails revealed by the hacking, which was done by a group calling itself the Guardians of Peace in response to the Sony film The Interview, in which the CIA sends two bumbling agents to North Korea to kill the country's leader. Recently, Sony's attorney sent a 3-page letter to media organizations, including NPR, saying they cannot keep, review, publish, or make any use of any of the hacked data. Let's get one response from Eric Hesseldahl. He's senior editor at the tech news site Recode. And Eric, so we have a personal appeal from Aaron Sorkin saying not using the material is the ethical thing to do. But then Sony says it's the legal thing. Can they do that?
Absolutely, they can. They can make a demand in any way that they want. The question is whether or not the media organizations, which include ours, Recode, is under any legal obligation to actually follow through on it. And that's, you know, legal definitions and legal opinions will vary on this. But we did receive this letter, and we do have and we have reviewed a lot of the data that's been leaked. But we've also been very selective in what we've reported. Now, a lot of organizations have reported things like Amy Pascal's email and her, you know, disparaging comments about Angelina Jolie and President Obama and so forth.
And she's one of the executives at the company.
Right. She's the head of Sony Pictures Entertainment. So we've been very selective in what we've chosen to report here out of this data. And in both cases, they were legitimate news stories. One was that we were the first to report that Sony did make changes to the movie to suit the anxieties of CEO Kaz Hirai. Other organizations did follow up on that, but we did cite emails from that. And that's because that there had been previous news coverage on that end of the story before. And in the second case, we reported on an internal audit of Sony's IT systems, security audit, that found that there were gaps in their security coverage. And so we felt that given the attack, that was a legitimate news story to go forward with. And in every case, we've been clear and careful to verify that the content is authentic. All this other stuff about the comments about celebrities, about President Obama and so forth, that's come from other organizations.
Well, and that's Aaron Sorkin's point. He says that most of the stuff that's being reprinted is the most salacious, you know, whether a superstar is being called a brat behind her back or, you know, things like that. And that's falling right into the hands of the hackers who know that the American media will want to print that, will help them take this company down. Do you have any concerns about that, even with what you're reporting, the inner workings of putting a film out, that you're in fact helping the hackers?
You know, we knew, everybody knew from the first that that Amy Pascal's emails in particular were probably going to be very revealing and probably hurt, if not destroy, her relationships in Hollywood. And relationships are really the currency that people work with in Hollywood. It's what you have to get the job done. They work on very, very high profile projects. But the point here is that these hackers have uploaded it to public sites on the internet. Sony's lawyers are portraying this as essentially stolen property. But, you know, it's a slightly different area of law when we're talking about information that's up on the internet. For us, the story is not what one person says about another or the status of a script or a film project or so forth. The story is really about this attack and what it means going forward for one of Hollywood's most powerful studios. I mean, this institution has been damaged and perhaps irreparably. Whether or not we continue to mine our reporting from this stolen data is another question. We'll exercise selective restraint when and if we use this data.
That's Eric Hesseldahl, senior editor at the tech news site Recode. Stay tuned. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.